While this topic might be a little, I don't want to say polarizing, I think it's very ironic and very funny, and therefore we're talking about it.
You're listening to the Disarming Honesty podcast with Jenny Hansen-Lane. I spent the last decade or so studying emotional intelligence and the connection that it has to the entrepreneurial world. Join us on this journey as we use every day as our teacher, as we pursue our highest vision of ourselves. The show is dedicated to vulnerability and mindset as we explore the necessary paradigm shifts it takes to change our lives and pivot into profiting from our passions. No more playing small with our dreams. Let's go.
All right. Thank you for pressing play on this episode. We're talking about one of the best and hardest things about starting a business. What do you think that is when you clicked play on this? I am wondering. For me, it's like the funniest thing because I love the freedom. That's the best thing about starting a business. And the hardest thing is like you don't have a boss to tell you what to do. I know some of you are probably laughing like that is the best thing about starting a business. Well, I recently, you may have listened to some episodes that talked about habitfinder.com and finding your habits through some assessments. I learned that I do really good with a coach. And this is not news to me because I always thrived being coached, especially as an athlete in high school and college. And I really like that accountability. And I have a couple stories of people that are not like that, that thought it was really discouraging that I get or receive external motivation from accountability. And I think accountability is a great thing. But for me, like starting, when I was starting a business, it was one of the hardest things because sometimes I would just want someone to tell me exactly what to do. And along that way, when you don't have that, you can find yourself in a couple different directions, wearing multiple different hats of, you know, responsibilities inside the business. So it was, you know, navigating your personal journey to figure out what's best. But I always found that when I hired a coach, you know, when I hired someone that told me what to do, that it took a lot of the learning curve out of it. And I've always been really grateful for that opportunity to learn and grow. And I just want to share this because I think we all have different answers. I would love to hear what is the best and hardest thing about starting a business for you and how did you overcome it. Screenshot this, tag me on Instagram, join our Facebook group, Gamification for the Authentic Boss Entrepreneur. All right, you guys, love you. Peace out.